Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
Yeah, we do phone scams on the 10s. You can text SCAM into 73389 if you miss any of them, and they are always on the free Odyssey app. What's up?
We are calling Jean. She works at the airport. I am calling to get through to her because she's somebody who can approve service animals.
Okay.
And I want to get my service animal approved before my flight.
Because
my service animal is a porcupine.
Oh. It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hey, this is Jean.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Jean.
Hi, Jean. My name is Raul Labrador. I'm calling because I have a flight coming up in a week, and I still haven't gotten a straight answer yet on whether or not I can bring my service animal on my flight with me. So I got connected to several different people. They finally pushed me through to you.
Okay, well, we do allow emotional support animals. What kind of service animal do you have? I assume it's a dog.
Well, yeah, see, that's the thing. It's not a dog, and that's why I'm trying to find an answer to this. It is a porcupine, okay? And I know that that's like a very unusual service animal in this country, but it's widely used around the world. So
your service animal is a porcupine.
It is. It is a porcupine, yes. Her name is Cushion, and she's great. So she's very sweet, and she's actually not very big. She's a pygmy porcupine. I use her for several different things, like my depression. She helps me. She helps me with my anxiety, my dyslexia, and also she lets me know when it's time to eat lunch.
Okay.
What do I need to make sure that this is going to happen so that I don't miss my flight, so that I can actually get on the flight?
We're not going to be able to allow a porcupine on an airplane.
Can I ask why though?
Well, you know, porcupines are very spiky, and you wouldn't want to potentially harm any other guests.
Okay, all right. So I hear what you're saying. Fair enough. I get this all the time. Dogs also can harm people. They can harm people.
That's true.
Cushion can't help that she's covered in spines. That's not her fault. She was born like that. Take it up with God. That's how she was designed.
Of course. No, we would not want to change Cushion at all for who she is. I'm sure.
Right, exactly. And she's a pygmy, Jean. She's also a pygmy, so she's small. She's not like those really big, gross, like scary porcupines that you see at the zoo. Let me explain something. Prior to her, because I lived in New Zealand for many, many years, so okay. I had other service animals that I used, and I prior to Cushion, I had an anteater. And have you ever seen an anteater in person?
Yes, in a zoo, I think.
Right, and they are
big and have
and terrifying. Out. Yes, they're scary as hell. They scare the hell out of people. So when I would bring Sam along, his name was Sam. When I would bring Sam along, I would have him on a harness, and he would just scare the shit out of people. Like, because a lot of people don't realize that, like, anteaters also can get up on their hind legs sometimes, you know? And when they do that,
sure, yeah.
when Sam would do that, I mean, he's just excited, but when he would do that, he was easily 6 feet tall, you know? And he's covered in that dirty, filthy hair. He smelled, and he's big, and he's scary. He's got that long, stupid nose. So I had to get rid of Sam because he scared too many people. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying.
What am I saying?
Well, you're saying that Cushion is not as scary because she's a pygmy.
Bam. But you get it. You've totally got it. Yes.
I do, yes. And I totally
okay, great. So, okay, so what paperwork do I need then to bring Cushion on?
I'm so sorry. We still do not allow any other animals other than service dogs on flights.
Does she need a mask? Is it a mask thing? Because I can put a mask on her. She loves wearing clothes.
Oh, okay, so you're telling me that there's some sort of clothing that you could put on Cushion to make her spine go down?
Maybe, yeah. Oh. Maybe I could find...
Oh.
So, okay, so what I found is the material-wise that would go well for her would be usually, like, leather. Maybe I'll go on to, like, a fetish sex site and get, like, some, like, fetish leather outfit... And I'll put her in something like that. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. That does make sense.
Okay. So you're saying go on an S&M site and buy some sort of leather lingerie for my porcupine so that I can get on a flight, right?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm sorry. I'm still going to have to deny Cushion on our flight.
Okay, what if I put a gag ball in her mouth?
I'm so sorry. I'm gonna have to let you go.
Okay,
Gene,
I'm sorry for messing with you. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. It's a morning radio show. You're on a phone scam. Your brother wanted me to do this. He sent me an email. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I was dying over here. I could not handle it.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.